Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open our eyes and let us see. Beauty that made our hearts adore you. Hope of life spent with you. Here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to hear you speak to us. Here we are to say that you're our God. Amen. Our scripture this morning comes from Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the first six verses. Hear now the word of God. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and this glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and the king to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will be throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels from Midian and Ephah. And all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Today is Epiphany Sunday. It's the day that the church celebrates the Magi coming and presenting their gifts to Jesus. As a young child, presenting the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Epiphany is one of those words. It's that the light goes off in your head and you understand things some way different than you've ever understood it. It's very clear how you understand it. So each week when I'm preparing for my sermons, I pray that I will have an epiphany, that somehow God will allow me to hear, see things differently than I normally do, so that I might share something with you. Now, I guess the verdict is still out on if you think I had an epiphany this week. I tried to have an epiphany most of the morning for an extra hour this morning. I hope I did. But I also pray that you have an epiphany, that something that I would say would bring you closer to God, to understand God more clearly and change you. I used to pray this because I know this was to be true. I pray that each of you have a Pentecost moment, that you hear from God in your own language. And this happens because throughout my ministry, back when you could actually shake hands with people and hear them say, "Good sermon, preacher." Lied. But you would hear someone say sometimes, "Preacher, when you said this, da-da-da-da-da, that really spoke to me." And I would say to myself, "I never said that." So I don't know what I said that made them think they heard me say something, but I believe they were having a Pentecost moment, hearing from God in their own language. We all need to have epiphanies in our life. We really do. Now, how many of you remember the angst that was going on starting about 1995? It was an angst that was building, and it kept building until New Year's Eve 1999. If you had a computer, people were telling you you needed to get a new computer, but you need to wait because it might not be, you got to get the latest one, but you got to have it before 2000 because no computers are going to work after New Year's Eve. Y'all remember that? The power grid might not work. Nothing might, your cars might not even crank up. There was quite an alarm going on. The place where I work, we bought a new computer system. We went from what we were doing to everybody having their own PC. It was pretty nice for all of us to have new computers. for us. It wasn't so nice for the employer, but that's beside the point. But on New Year's Eve, 1999, me and probably 40 of my closest friends gathered at another friend's house for a New Year's Eve party. We had a blast. We were having a great time. We were watching the ball come down on a TV that was not flat screen and it was not 50 inches. It was something smaller than that. But we could count down 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And soon as everybody yelled, "Happy New Year," all the lights went out. It was dark. There was fear. And then there was great laughter because the person who was giving the party was at his switch box and had cut all the power off. And then we had an epiphany. We saw things a little differently. It's dark. It's dark in the world, and we're looking for an epiphany. We're looking for the light to come on. We truly are. You see, the wise men who brought those gifts to Jesus came from probably Persia, from Iran. They saw a light in the sky and followed it. And I don't know what they were looking for. I don't know what they were truly looking for. But when they got to where Jesus was, they bowed down and worshiped him and gave them gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It was an epiphany for them. It's interesting, though, that the scripture that I read from Isaiah 60 was written by Isaiah to the people, the children of Israel, who were in exile in Babylon, which is now Iraq. They were looking for a light. It was dark where they were, too. They wanted to go home. Because God lived in the temple and the temple was no more, and they wanted to get home. And Isaiah writes these words. They were waiting, oddly enough, for King Cyrus II of Persia to grant them a way home, that they could go back to Jerusalem. And he writes those words. It was a dark time for the exiles. It was a dark time for the people who lived in the days of Jesus. It was a dark time when Herod killed the innocents. It's a dark time today. There has really not been a time when there hasn't been dark times since the fall of man. But in verse 2, it says, "See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples." Thick darkness is not new. It's not new. And the question is, in the thickness of the darkness, what are we looking for? For what are we looking? How pervasive is the darkness around you at this moment? It's pretty dark, isn't it? We start 2022 the way we started 2021, which was not the way we thought we were going to start it, because somebody told us if we will hunker down and do what they tell us to do, this thing might be over in about 6 or 8 weeks. I think that's what I heard. My memory's not as good as it used to be, but I think I heard if we will hunker down and do what they tell us to do, we social distance, we wear a mask, we don't go out in public, we don't do those things, this thing will be over. And this morning when I looked on COVID Act Now, the number for yesterday for DeKalb County was 150.6 per 100,000 people. We had never seen numbers like this. Is there darkness around? It is. But Isaiah tells us in the first verse, "Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." There is a light in the land. There is a light It's not complete darkness. No matter how dark we think it is not complete darkness. Karen Pittock Lester describes it this way. Imagine yourself that this room, our sanctuary, is a theater, except there are no house lights. There are no wreaths on the wall, and there are no exit lights shining. There are no footlights. There are no spotlights. There is no light at all on the stage, and the actors are stumbling around trying to do the play, falling, stumbling, just all over the place. And then out of nowhere, a light above the stage, above the catwalk, way from up above, shines down in a cone shaped and hits the center of the stage in a circle. And there are people who don't believe there is light and are not looking for the light who continue to stumble around. And then there are those who are looking for the light, see the light, and they respond differently. The question for us is, which are we? Are we so content on living in the darkness? Do we like the darkness? We like the familiarity of the darkness. We like the fact that we can complain. We can sit and moan and woe is me, or only see the bad things going on and all over the world. Or are we willing to look for the light? You see, in verse 5, we learn of a privilege, a form of grace. Who see the light where we read, then you look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. You see, it's saying those who have faith are able to see things that others cannot see. They can see the abundance. They can see wealth. They can see color. They can see the exuberance. They can see the injustices of the world being made right. They can see the order that God has proposed for us. Isaiah proclaims that the people on whom the light has shined will be able to see the grace if we lift our eyes and just look around. And so the question for us is, do we need a reminder to have an epiphany? To understand that there is light in the world. On Christmas Eve, Luke started that service by reading John 1, 1 through 5. And then in that service, I probably mentioned it. And then at the close of the service, I read those words again. And in those verses, we hear this about Jesus. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. You see, no matter how we feel in this moment, no matter what we see when we look around, there is a light in our presence that the darkness cannot overcome if we will only seek it. And that light is Christ. I believe the amount of darkness we live with has as much to do with where we are mentally and spiritually as anything else. If we seek to see and be a part more and more of Christ and what his desires are for our life, the more light we will see in our life, the more light other people will see in our lives. And that's important for us. As we begin 2022, I pray that each of us will be doing things in our lives so that we will be able to have an epiphany from Christ every single day. It might mean that we need to change what we're doing, change where we're sitting. Might mean that we need to change the way and direction we look. But Christ is there. Christ is with us. Christ is a light to the world. And he wants us to see that light. He wants us to be the epiphany for someone else. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the light of the world. It shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. We thank you for the epiphanies you've given us in our lives so that enable us to see the light in the darkness. May your light shine brighter in us each and every day. Amen.